This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
If anybody asks you, tell them that I'm redeemed. But let me say it for myself, I'm redeemed, y'all. Amen. I've been bought with the price. Jesus, he changed my whole life. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you so much, praise team. Thank you so much, music ministry. Thank you so much. What a privilege it is to stand before you today. I want to say thank you to Pastor Tillman for giving me this opportunity to stand before the congregation. And I just want you to indulge me for just a moment because I am so proud and so honored to have my brother-in-law with me, Andre Byers, amen. My sister-in-law with me, Valerie Byers, and my husband. Let me tell you, the man of my dreams, the one that makes my heart beat faster, he is absolutely the milk in my coffee. He is the man of God for me. I'm so happy to have my husband, Mr. Walter Byers. Amen. Amen. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. And what a privilege it is to be called by him to do anything, but to stand before his people and to speak a word is what I call a miracle. Amen. Amen. So I want you to just bow with me for a word of prayer. Good morning, Heavenly Father, our Creator, our Sustainer, our Provider. Good morning, Lord Jesus. You are our Master, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. Good morning, Holy Spirit. You are our Comforter. You are called alongside of us. You are our truth teller. You are our guide. Most gracious and all-wise God, I come before you because we love you and because we need thee. And God, I know that you have a word for your people. I just pray that you would just anoint these lips of clay, that I might speak forth your word with great boldness and authority, that when we leave this place, we will not be the same because of you, because you spoke a word to our heart, and that we will commit not to just hear your word, oh God, but to be doers of your word. Use me in your service. I yield, I yield, I yield. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, our text today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And I'm going to be reading verses. I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, and I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 17. And it says this: After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites, with some of the Meuites, came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazazon Tamar, that is, En Gedi." Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, "O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over kingdoms of nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They live in it and have built a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, 'If calamity comes upon us, whether by sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before your temple that bears your name and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear and save us.' But now here are the Ammon Excuse me, here are the men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they've turned away from them, and we did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of this possession you gave us as an inheritance. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. And all the men of Judah and their wives and children and little ones stood there before the Lord. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeriel, and the son of Mathaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. And he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, I want you to march down against them. They will be climbing up by the path of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert, Juriel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go and face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." So Jehoshaphat bowed down his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down and worshiped before the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. For a topic, I wrestled with certain things. God's plan works. God's plan, God's way. Then I settled on God always has a plan. God always has a plan. Pray with me, won't you? As the nation, we are fighting many battles here in America and beyond. Our internal battles are as immense as our external battles. Internally, the economy is sagging, healthcare is lagging, jobs are lacking, education is slacking. National security is being threatened. Unidentified objects are hovering over the country and are being shot down. Police are killing black men and women for no apparent reason. Those sworn to protect us are killing us. Racial wars have heightened. Anti-Semitism is on the rise, and gun control is out of control. Politicians are at odds with each other, and they're ignoring the people who have elected them. And then the unthinkable, government insurrection, which threatens the democracy of this country. And then externally, we are spending billions of dollars and money and equipment that's being sent to Ukraine to fight for their freedom. Lots of American dollars are in circulation, but no collateral to back them up. And the debt ceiling is getting higher and higher and higher for this country. And then let's think about the earthquakes that have ravaged nations. It was mentioned early in Turkey and Syria, over 45,000 lives have been lost, and that number is still growing. We've had tornadoes and hurricanes in Florida and Georgia and Kentucky and other areas that has devastated lands and lives. And I have to speak about the ecological dilemma that the world is facing. Global warming, droughts, has changed the ecosystem all across this world. People, places, and things are unbalanced and out of control. And America, brothers and sisters, is at a crucial and a pivotal moment in its history. No nation that turns its back on God can stand against the enemy. Brothers and sisters, that nation will lose strength, it will lose heart, and ultimately it will lose ground. And we have lost already so much ground in our homes, in our communities, in our country, and yes, even in our churches. And we ask God, where is God? What is God going to do? Why hasn't God done something? Well, can I tell you that God has sent us a word in 2 Chronicles 7:14? You know what it is. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves, where is our humility? And pray. We're praying, but we're praying about our needs and our greeds. And seek his face. Are we seeking God's heart or are we seeking God's hand? Gimme, gimme, gimme. Make me successful. And then turn from our wicked ways. The problem is that wicked ways have been redefined. What used to be considered wicked is now considered the norm. But if we would humble ourselves, and if we would pray, and if we would seek the Lord's face, and if we would turn from our wicked ways, he said, then, and then is a conditional word, he said, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. I tell you, God's plan is contingent upon the if my people, yes, yes, humble ourselves, if my people pray, if my people seek my face, if my people turn from their wicked ways. And you know what turning is a requirement from hearing from God. Turning is a requirement for being forgiven. Turning is a requirement for being healed. And God provided a solution for us, but are we willing to follow God's plan? God always has a plan, brothers and sisters. There is no nation, no home, no city, no person, no church that turns its back on God that will stand. Amen. The scripture tells us that a house divided against itself will not stand. And that's what we see in this scripture today. Let's go to the text. So the nation of Israel has already been divided. It's divided into two kingdoms, the northern and the southern kingdom. Israel is one kingdom, and that's 10 tribes of Israel. And then the southern kingdom is Judah, and that consists of 2 tribes of Israel. Jehoshaphat reigns over the southern kingdom, which consists of Judah and Benjamin, 2 tribes. Like some of the former kings of Judah who have turned away from God and turned the nation away from God, Jehoshaphat is a good king who has a heart for God and a heart for God's people. And the scripture tells us in chapter 17 and 19 that Jehoshaphat turned Judah back to God. He removed the idols and the Asherah poles from Judah. He appointed God-fearing judges who committed to rule with godly justice. He appointed Levites and priests and family leaders to settle disputes and to teach and to uphold God's law. He cleaned up Israel. Yes, he did. And he brought the people together, and the nation is now at peace with God. And then it says, after this, after everything is all cleaned up, you know that's how the enemy is. When your life is together, and everything seems to be going smoothly, and you throwing up your hand saying hallelujah, after this, up pops the enemy. That's what happened to them. After this, the Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Meuites came to make war against Jehoshaphat. So after he had turned the nation to God, the enemy shows up to destroy him and the nation of Judah. And I want to tell you this, in case you don't know it, that the enemy wants to destroy you and me. He wants to destroy anyone who's trying to please God and live the kind of life that God would have them live. But pleasing God, my brothers and sisters, should be in the heart of every believer. Amen. And there's a saying that goes, if you please God, it doesn't matter who you displease. But if you displease God, it doesn't matter who you please. Can I say that again so you can get if you please God, it doesn't matter who you displease. But if you displease God, it doesn't matter who you please. So in other words, pleasing God, you got it going on when you attempt to please God. But that doesn't mean that the enemy is not going to try to come against you. That's when he's going to try to come against you the hardest. The devil will try to unsettle you, distract you, discourage you, pick a fight with you, and defeat you. But John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. I believe God, don't you? Hallelujah. Who's on the Lord's side today? I am. Glory to God. So three nations have come to declare war on Judah. Now, brothers and sisters, the enemy is at battle against you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're having mental distress right now, physical distress, financial problems, relational problems, the devil is trying to destroy you in some way. His job, steal, kill, and ultimately to destroy. That's how he's made, and his job is not going to change. But praise be to God, we've got the defense against the enemy, because Jesus paid it all. When he got up, he said, all power in heaven and earth is in my hand, okay? So there's nothing that the enemy can do to you that the Lord cannot stop. Now, you know you're in a battle. Things that you want to know about a battle is this. Some battles are easily fought and easily won. Some battles are fought long and hard. Sometimes we fight the wrong battle. Yeah. And some battles are not worth fighting at all. Some battles you choose, and some battles choose you. And in this text today, this battle chose Jehoshaphat and the nation of Judah. Judah is outnumbered 3-1. What do we do when we're outnumbered? What do you do when your back is against the wall? What do you do when you've done all that you can do? Well, this text gives us some answers there. It says that the Jehoshaphat sought the Lord. Amen, walls. Jehoshaphat, amen, walls. He sought the Lord. And I don't care what you're going through. Rather than call your neighbor, your friend that can't do nothing for you, seek the Lord. He said, oh, Lord God of our fathers. I love the way he, at least this is how I hear it. Are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one, hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's faith right there. No one can withstand you. Oh God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and gave it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They've lived in it and have built a sanctuary in it in your name, saying, if we're in trouble, all we have to do is come to you, stand in your presence, and we're going to hear a word from you. Listen, that's a promise right there, brothers and sisters, that when you are in trouble and you don't know what to do, I tell you, don't talk to nobody, but talk to Jesus. And let me tell you, no matter what you go through, God already knew you were going to go through it before you got to him, and he already has the solution for you, brothers and sisters. Oh, yeah. And they said, we're in distress, God. And I love this. Can you picture this? Our eyes are on you, oh God. In my mind, I have this vision of all the people of Israel and Jehoshaphat looking up. They're not looking around, but they're looking up. And sometimes we spend way too much time looking around. When we need to look up, I will look to the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Woo! Hallelujah. Look up. When your heart is overwhelmed, look up. There are three signs when you're overwhelmed that you might detect. First of all, the situation is bigger than your resources. Number two, you've done all that you can do. All that you can do. And a move from God is your only hope. God, if you don't do it, it just won't be done. Hallelujah. Judah did not choose this battle. The battle chose them. But they said, look, our eyes upon you, O God. So King Jehoshaphat and all of his people began to remind God of his promises. If anything comes against us, you said you would protect us. And I'm gonna tell you, when you praise him, you said, tell God what he said to you. Tell God that you said, all of my needs are met according to your riches in Christ Jesus. Tell God that I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not be. You said that about me when I follow you. When you put some you saids to God, when you tell him what his word says about me, oh, God has to answer his word. Don't you know God's word will stand forever? He said, before a jot or a tittle of my word will fail, heaven and earth will pass away. If God said it, you can put an amen at the end of that. It is so. It is so. And you know what God did? He heard and answered their prayers. Have you ever had that situation where you prayed and God heard and answered your prayer and you couldn't help but to do a little toe tap, do a little dance, say a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, because you know that if God didn't do it, it would not be done. And God answered them through the prophet. And First African Baptist Church, you got to be, thank the Lord that we have a prophet in this house in the person of Reverend Thurman Tillman. That's the prophet that God sent to this house. And God will speak through his prophets. Are we willing to listen what the prophet has to say? So then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mathaniah, a Levite. And he said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord said. When God said it, it just is so. He said, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged because of this vast army. Whatever it is you're facing, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged, because fear will paralyze you. And fear is the opposite of faith. You can't have fear and faith in the same jar. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. For the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Hallelujah. So tomorrow, just go on down. And I want you to go ahead and go against the army. You don't have to fight the battle. I just want you to take up your position. Stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Don't be afraid. Don't be dismayed. Take up your position, stand, and see the deliverance of the Lord. Four things this text tells us to do. First, you pray. And then you worship. And then you position yourself. And then I don't want to get ahead of myself. And then you praise. You pray, you worship, you position yourself, and you praise God. Do you know that when you pray, number one, prayer will do in the supernatural what you cannot do in the natural? That when you pray, you awaken the supernatural. Hallelujah. And you can't see it, but it's all awake and it's going towards whatever you've prayed about. Jehoshaphat poured out his heart to the Lord. He reminded God of his sovereignty. God, you can do anything. He reminded God of his promise. And prayer, brothers and sisters, will get God's attention every time. Amen. So keep praying, keep believing, and keep trusting. Number two, you've got to worship him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to worship the Lord. You got to tell the Lord who he is. That's why when you hear preachers pray, they always start out worshiping the Lord, most holy and all-wise God. That's how you worship, when you tell him who he is. When you acknowledge that you are King, you are Lord, you are Master, that's what worship is. There's a difference between worship and praise. Because when we worship, we're talking to God about God. When we praise, we're thanking him for what he's already done. Hallelujah. There's a difference between worship and praise. So you worship him. And then they worshiped him. They bowed down their faces to the ground after they had a word from the Lord. And all the people, not just Jehoshaphat, but all the people. And this is what I love about this chapter too, is that the preacher called the whole nation to fast and pray. There is power in agreement, brothers and sisters. Oh my God, there is power in agreement.
The scripture says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst. And whatever you ask, I'll do it for you. But think about what it's like when you got 100, 200, 300, 3,000. Agreeing in the name of, look at how the Lord can work. Do you know with all the Christians in this nation, we should change this world? Okay, that's what I believe. And they worship God not only before the victory, but they worship God after the answer came. And then they position themselves. It says, take your position, stand firm, and see the deliverance of the Lord. Now, there is a right position for us to take as believers when we're searching. You know what the scripture tells us in Ephesians 6? It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles, the tricks of the devil. And having all, said, because we wrestle not against principalities. We wrestle not against human beings, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. So you're not wrestling against that person who's talking about you and saying things about you and making you feel bad. That's just Satan using her. You are wrestling against powers and principalities. And he said, once you take your stand, keep on standing. He said, stand, put on the whole armor of God. He said, have your heads with the helmet of salvation. He says, put on the breastplate of righteousness. In 1 Corinthians 5:21, and Pastor's been talking about this for a while, he says, it says there, he who knew no sin, that is Jesus, became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you're not righteous because you do right things. You want to do right things. That's because it's right to do right things. You are righteous because you were made the righteousness in God through Jesus Christ. How many righteous people in the building tonight? Put on a breastplate of righteousness, and then on your waist, he said, put on the belt of truth. Truth will make you free. You'll know the truth, and it will make you free. And then on your feet, shod with the gospel of peace. See, some people are peacemakers. And some people are peace breakers. Some people come into your life just to steal your peace. Amen. But you want to be a peacemaker. Be an agent of peace always. And then in one hand you got the shield of faith that will quench all the fiery darts of Satan. And in the other hand you got the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. Because listen, with your faith and with your word of God, listen, there is no enemy you cannot conquer in your life. I know y'all don't believe it. If you don't believe it, just try it and watch God work it out in your life. Stay in your position. Don't move. Don't be discouraged, because the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And in God's battle, it's not an eye for an eye or a tat for a tit. It's not even, I'm going to get you before you get me, because he said, vengeance is mine. What? I will repay. Position yourself in the spirit. And remember this, brothers and sisters, God always wins. Woo, he always wins. Hallelujah. And then the final thing is praise. Now, you want to praise God before the battle. You want to praise God during the battle. And you want to praise God after the battle. Don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now. Woo! Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Woo! Hallelujah. And I tell you, the scripture says that God inhabits. You know what that is? He lives in the midst of your praise. When you're praising God, he's right there with you. You don't believe it. And then it goes on to say later on in this chapter in verse 20, early in the morning, they believed God. They left for the desert of Tekoa. As they set out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, Judah, and the people of Jerusalem. Have faith in the Lord your God. Don't have faith in me. Have faith in the Lord your God, and he will uphold you. Have faith in his prophets, and they will be successful. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed, listen to this, men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went ahead of the battle. They sent praise ahead of the battle. Listen, they were two small nations with three large nations coming against them. And instead of them trying to take up their weapons, they sent the praise. Let me tell you, praise will confuse the enemy. Woo! They said, listen, for the Lord is good. This is what they were saying the whole time. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. His mercy endureth forever. Mm-mm. His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. That's what they were saying. His mercy endureth forever. That's what they were saying. Come on. His mercy endureth forever. Say it again. His mercy endureth forever. That's what they were singing. Keep on, keep on. And as they were singing, it confused the enemy. The enemy said, what that noise we hear? The enemy heard something that they didn't know what they heard. They were hearing praise. Praise went before the battle. Amen. Hallelujah. The praisers were singing. And before the praise, and during the praise, and after the praise, God did something. Because I love that. God always honors us when we praise him. This is what happened after they start hearing that. Mercy endureth forever. That's all they were hearing. Mercy endureth forever. Woo! Hallelujah. This is what happened to those armies. The Moabites and the Ammonites killed the Meuites. And then the Moabites and the Ammonites killed each other. They self-destructed. If you give the enemy enough rope, he'll hang himself. Self-destructed. And then the scripture says Judah went out and they found bodies everywhere because the Lord had utterly destroyed the enemy. God always wins the battle. Hallelujah. And then it says that there was so much loot, so much plunder, so much gold and silver and all of that other stuff that it took them 3 days to collect it all. 3 days. There you go. Somebody, here's that 3 days. Because something happened for us in 3 days. It was after 3 days that they killed him on a Friday. And all day Saturday, he was in the grave. But early on Sunday morning, 3 days, he got up, hallelujah, with all power in his hand. 3 days it took them to get all of the loot. And then on the fourth day, after the battle was over, they started to praise. They went to the valley of Barak. You know what Barak means? Barak means praise, hallelujah. Shabbat, hallelujah. Barak, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It took them 3 days, but on the fourth day, brothers and sisters, on the fourth day they praised. So don't you know that you and I are in our fourth day? I just said something, y'all. We are in the fourth day. It is time for us. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm happy right now. I'm about to sit down in just a moment. I'm done. But I was sinking deep in sin. Far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply staying within. Seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. And from the waters he lifted me. Now say, am I love lifted me? I said, love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. It lifted you too. So right now, would you lift up your hands? Would you open your mouths? Would you give God a hallelujah praise because he's worthy? This is the Lord's mind. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him.
What a mighty God we serve. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peace for sure. Very sting within, sinking around them. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me. Now, safe. I don't know what you're going through, my brother. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what has happened in your life. I don't know how you got discouraged. I don't know how you just thought the storm clouds won't ever pass over. But notice how much God loves you. Jesus came, died for your sins, rose from the grave. He's coming back again. You're healed today. If you're here online and you recognize, I need the Lord in my life. I want to pray a prayer that you can accept him into your life. The Bible says, if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raised from the dead, the Bible says you shall be saved. If there's a prayer you want to pray right now, then we'll extend an instant invitation for those to come forward that would like to come at this time and even online. Pray this prayer if you want the Lord in your life right now. Say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave. I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life. Help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you haven't been baptized, it's your first time saying, I need the Lord in my life, but give me an opportunity to come. If you're in this building, you come forward and just stand. Others who may have already been baptized but want the Lord in their life and want to show that profession of faith by being a member of First African Baptist Church, you also can come. If you're online, all you have to do is let us know. You see the word saved, just type the word saved to the number you see, and we'll get back with you. That God loves you so much that he's coming. Won't you come as we sing this great hymn to the church? Love lifted me. I was sinking deep in sin. Won't you come with me? God for the woman of God who preached the word of God. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to ask that if you would, please, we're going to ask that you would give. We're not actually on the day Ms. Reverend Byers, we're not budget this or whatever, but we ask that if you want to give toward her preaching on today, please give, or you give online and give the fire. Last envelope of Givelify would say Reverend Byers, and this is just for today. If you just want to give or offer on today, if you're here in building and you want to give, just leave an offer. But make sure you put Reverend Byers on it for the sermon this morning. Make sure you put that on the envelope as you give on today. We thank God. Last announcement, I don't see how I forgot this announcement, but on Thursday night, y'all supposed to remind me, on Thursday night, we will be back in worship at 6:30 on Thursday night, in person and online. Brother George Anderson will do his initial sermons. So his second sermon will be done on this Thursday night at 6:30. It will be live in the building and online. And we ask you to please come and share with us. Now, I'm telling us we're going to do this in 1 hour, y'all. We're going to do this in 1 hour. So be on time as we move forward. We're doing this on Thursday night. We're doing this Friday. I'm calling it FAB Live. Some call it the Hour of Power. Whatever name you want to use, be with us on Thursday night at 6:30. Again, we thank God for what he's done, what he shall do, and how he continues to bless us. Look forward to continue worshiping God. Brother Biles will come with our benediction for the day. Yes, thank you. Thank you, Minister Bozier. Also today, in keeping with the ML King birthday observance, there's a concert at First Tabernacle Baptist Church at 4 o'clock on today. Sister Vicki Winans will be the... Say again? I can hear the rest of it. Okay, Vicki Winans McLemore. I want to make sure you get all that in there, all right. We'll be the guest, solos, the guest singer on today at 4 o'clock. Again, at First Tabernacle Baptist Church on Allen Street. Thank you, Mr. Lord.
Lord, thank you for all that our eyes have seen, our ears have heard. I pray that you sanctify your words in our hearts and the benediction. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, and give you peace, and give you peace. God bless you, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Please be seated. Those that's a please.
Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, GIVELIFY. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.